Hey everybody, and welcome to the first official episode of True Confessions of an Aspiring Voice Actor. I'm your host, Chris Cottrell, and I want to thank you for listening. Two things you'll notice if you've listened before. First, I've removed episode zero from the page, and second, it's been a long time since I've done a podcast. There are some good reasons for both of these, some of which I'll get into later, and some I won't bore you with. But since this may be the first time some of you are listening, let me tell you why you might be interested in continuing to listen. I have always had a love of audio, so much that I graduated from Eastern Kentucky University with a degree in broadcasting. I even hosted their morning radio show for a few semesters. Sadly, that degree doesn't get you very far on its own, and I failed to take advantage of some of the opportunities school presented me with. You know, like networking, extracurriculars, and access to professional-grade equipment. And ended up in a very low-paying production assistant position at a local TV station. Now, I did learn a lot there, and I had the opportunity to do some limited voiceover work, but I was young and stupid, and I didn't send those out as an audio resume. About this time, I found my second love as well, anime. While there are other avenues for voice actors, having a love of anime made that career path look so much more appealing. Sadly, reality also set in at this point. With bills to pay and the TV gig not really allowing me to make ends meet, I had to get out and find more comfortable employment. I set my dreams aside and looked to the reality of living. The success I have found on that note is debatable, and I've found a few jobs in that time. So, what has brought me back to my dream? Well, a few things. First, I found stable employment. I'm not rich or anything, but I've been able to buy a house and not worry one week to the next if I have enough to pay the bills. And then, as I've been attending OhioCon in Columbus, Ohio every year for about 10 years now, some of the panels gave me both the advice and the confidence I needed to try again. So, I've had a little experience, but I never made a good, solid attempt at it. I firmly believe, however, it is never too late. Which leads to this podcast. You may think I'm doing this to entertain people, but I'm going to be honest here. I'm doing this to practice my craft. I need to get better at using my voice, and I need to get better at using the tools that I've put together. It also doesn't hurt to do something to get my voice out there and have people listen to it. You never know when someone listening might have a project for you that would absolutely be perfect. But putting that aside, I do enjoy helping people, and if you can get useful information from my successes and failures, then great. I may compete with you one day for a job, but I will never be competing with you at life, and I hope you all succeed. And you may in turn send me some information that'll be useful in me achieving my dream. Well, after that long-winded introduction, let's get into what I really wanted to talk about. My first auditions and how it led to my studio. So, wow, it's been more than a year since I started on this, and I can tell you, I really wanted to get this up and running sooner, but a lot of things have happened since then and now, including a switch in positions at work, gathering the funds to put together my equipment, and other projects for Digital Eden Entertainment, proud host of this podcast. That's not a plug, really. When I first started, it was my goal to do at least one audition a week through postings found on the Voice Actors Alliance forums. I wasn't looking to start with paid gigs, just things to put on the resume. And I kept doing that until a trend started to appear in the feedback I was receiving. My voice was fine, I could embody the character, but my equipment was holding me back. Now I know, some people may have just been trying to be polite, but you hear the same message enough, then you're going to believe it. And I should have seen the reality of it, especially after working in television and through all of my schooling, and even my work as a DJ. If you don't have the right tools, you can't craft what you want to create. Here I am, sitting in front of my computer using Audacity and a headset mic and trying to make serious audition recordings. Yep, I'm a professional. So, it was time to decide if I was serious enough to make an investment and give it a real go. Since you're listening to this podcast, I think you can guess what I decided. I did some research to try and find what tools I really needed, and I ended up at eHome Recording Studio. They gave this list, 9 things. Number 1, a computer. Hey, I got a computer. Step one complete. And since it's a gaming computer, although it's a little dated now, it's more than powerful enough to do what I need it to do. If you are not a gamer, you may need to do some research into what kind of system you need, but the computer requirements are flexible. Number two, you need a DAW audio interface combo. What's that? Well, your audio interface is what it sounds like. It connects everything to your computer and gives you a control center for your gear, too. A DAW is a digital audio workstation, and it's the software you use for recording, like Audacity. I mentioned it as a combo because many come packaged together, but you can get them separately. Personally, I followed the advice of eHome Recording Studio and picked up an AudioBox USB from PreSonus. It was around $100, and it came with a lot of software, including Studio One for your DAW needs. It was a cost-effective purchase, and well worth the price in my opinion, though I am still learning the ins and outs of Studio One. You know, Audacity is great for playing around in your spare time, but you want something more robust if you're going to get serious. The third thing you need are studio monitors. Now, these are special speakers. They're not your normal desktop speakers, because those don't really have the range to get the full audio spectrum. And besides, many people adjust the settings on those speakers to enhance certain frequencies so that their game sounds come out much more prevalently. That's not what you're looking for in monitors. You want to hear everything on an even setting to pick out any inconsistencies. I can't really tell you how much mine cost, as, well, they were a Christmas gift. Thanks, Mom, Dad. but when I was looking, a decent set typically ran between $75 and $100. I have a small set of Sterlings for my monitor speakers. Fourth thing you need are one or two microphones, and I mean real microphones, not the headset mic I was playing with when I started. Do me a favor, record something with that mic now, and then compare it to what you pick up, and you will definitely get the difference, I promise you. And I'm not going to lie to you, this will probably be the most expensive piece of equipment you pick up outside of the computer, which hopefully you already own. I picked up a condenser mic, which is a good choice for multi-purpose recordings, but you may want to get something more specifically to suit your needs. I bought an Audio-Technica large diaphragm condenser mic from Amazon for around $150, and it came complete with a mic carriage and a pop screen. We'll get into the pop screen a little bit later. The fifth thing you need are headphones. You'll be surprised at the quality of headphones you can find for a decent price. I'm running some Koss headphones that ran me around $15, and they've worked quite well. Just make sure that they are comfortable headphones, and they can block out the background noise so that you can focus on what you're recording. The sixth thing that you need are a few cables. Well, duh, you have to hook everything up, don't you? Good news is, a lot of your equipment is actually going to come with its own cables, so you probably are not going to have to spend a lot of money outside of what you've already done to get the equipment. One mic stand is the seventh thing that you need. Now, you have choices on the style, and they aren't terribly expensive. I've actually got two mic stands. The first one, from where I DJ karaoke, is what you traditionally see on stage for concerts, which it ran about $20. But the one that I use for my actual voice auditions is a boom mic stand. You can get it for around $15, and it's more convenient for working at the desk. It's got a scissor arm that expands and contracts so that you can get it out of your way or pull it forward whenever you need to use it. The eighth thing that you need is a pop filter. Told you I was going to come back to this, and I'm really glad that my mic came with this. If you don't know what it's for, then you may have noticed on some recordings a pop that happens when someone says a P sound. You may have even heard it on this recording, although I've recently broke out my pop filter, so you shouldn't get that. All it is a foam screen that softens the hit of your P's and makes sounds much more pleasing. If your mic doesn't come with one, then I still believe they're pretty cheap because they're not really made of an aggressive material there. Finally, number nine, ear training software. While the website recommends this, and I get why, I personally haven't gotten this myself. I think part of it is that I feel my schooling has served the purpose that this software would have, but that could just be my ego. As I do more auditions and start receiving new feedback, I may reverse my thoughts on this. So, there you have it. That's why I spent so much time putting things together, and you can see a picture of the studio on the show's Facebook page. You'll notice that I am missing soundproofing, and that's not something that was mentioned in the article at eHome Recording Studio, but research has told me it is important. When I played a test recording back, I could tell it's true too. My setup is close to the wall, and the sound reverberates off the wall, giving you a slight echo when you play this back fairly loudly. I've adjusted by changing how I'm directing my voice, but ultimately soundproofing is the way to go. It's not cheap, but it really does help. So that's what I have for this episode. I hope you got some useful information out of it. I welcome you to send any questions or comments to our Facebook page. Just search Facebook for True Confessions of an Aspiring Voice Actor. Now I'll try to respond to everything I can. I'm also going to add a link to eHome Recording Studio so that you can read their very informative website. Also, if you happen to want to meet me, I will again be at OhioCon in Columbus from January 26th through the 28th. Digital Eden Entertainment will be providing the karaoke on Friday and Saturday nights, and then tentatively on Sunday we will be hosting a game show, Anime Name That Tune. Prizes are going to be provided by Right Stuff Anime, so we want to thank them for their support. And I want to thank you for listening. I hope you'll check back often for when I post the next podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful 2018.